Thanks for tuning in to the Vertical Plus podcast. We always open the show with a discussion about this past Sunday's message. If you didn't catch it, you can go back an episode and listen to the audio version. Thanks again for listening.
Everybody, yeah. I'm Chase for this episode.
That was pretty good.
Wow.
Pretty close. I don't know.
That sounded like Chase.
So we have some news to update our Vertical Plus podcast audience. Yep. Chase has officially been fired.
Actually, he got coronavirus. Say prayers for him.
Yeah, no, this is not true.
Not a funny joke.
But he did get the boot for one episode because Amada, a fellow staff member of ours, was like, you know what? I'm more important than Chase this week. Move over.
Really, Amada's just taking over everybody's job. She's doing everything.
And, I've been doing it for years.
She's officially taking digital content.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Amada fools everyone in the office because she has headphones and oddly soothing music. Unless it's like one random day of the month where it's literally like trash heavy metal going on.
It's actually trash heavy metal a lot more often than you realize.
Yeah, then. I was gonna say that's actually typically what I hear.
Okay, so you only unplug
the
headphones
on the odd days.
Like, really, Ben just never comes to work.
There
so
it is.
That's true. The one day of month that I'm here, yeah. I hear the soothing music. So welcome, Amada.
Thank you.
So we've got Amada and
begrudgingly Reshma's back.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I was not supposed to be here.
First,
but they
exactly
just,
the
they
first
haven't
thing
had
she
enough,
says.
So here I am.
The people spoke and
they really wanted to hear from me.
Really,
so
yeah.
See you guys again next week. It's fine.
We needed some diversity in our voices. And so we, yeah. We brought Russia back.
Well, it's the story
as
of my life.
As the rest of the Mississippians.
Really?
So.
It's true. Story of my life, it's like, guys, this is on a document. And everybody in the room says, we've never seen that.
He just like, made the document
he
today,
just shared it.
Edited it, put my name in it, and acted like
he
I was
wrote it.
He didn't think we could see it, but we know.
Yeah, I don't know. Drive is like starting to become really scary to me, a Google Drive, because the things that I think people can't see, everyone sees. And the things I think I'm following along with everyone on,
nobody knows.
Nobody's looking at it.
Literally. Google Drive is almost like the black hole of our vertical staff, you know, environment where we don't really know what's there.
It's like, hey, let's just put it in Drive.
Yeah.
Although, yeah, and we've discussed behind Mike that the staff has a varied view of Basecamp. But more and more people are checking in saying, this is what I'm doing.
The problem with Basecamp is they are like three steps away from being a super productive app, but they won't fix those three things.
They won't do it. And we're the kind of people that are like, you know what? You're only three things short, but you're trash and I'm never
That's
using
right.
you
We
again.
Begrudgingly use you every day. But we hate you. So
yeah.
Anyway,
by the way, you can tell I've been hanging out with my 12-year-old because I just said trash. If I hear the word trash on Fortnite one more time in this pandemic, I'm jumping off a bridge.
That's good. So what are we talking about today?
Fortnite.
Good question. Obviously. I'm just happy to be with adults. I don't
Clearly.
Care that people
yeah,
are listening.
I feel like this happens every week. We have a definite outline. We get in here, we're like people, and we just talk.
Yeah. We're definitely like the kids on a field trip with no chaperone because Chase doesn't have a microphone.
I was going to say, define adults, though, because I don't feel like looking around. Yeah,
nobody in this room.
I think everybody is capable of adulting, but we all go in phases.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, and we're,
we can't all adult at the same time.
That's never not possible. Do we adult
One of us has
together.
To take lead, and it's never been.
Surprise.
Where's Megan? Megan's really the only one that brings that to
the Eventually, Megan's the reason we all get
In every
done.
Meeting, eventually someone looks at me and says, aren't you the lead pastor?
Yeah.
You should probably start doing that.
And then Ben will say something like, you know, I really think we need a list to make sure this gets done. And then he looks at Megan and she's like, I know, I got it.
I'm already halfway done. Keep
yeah,
going.
Yeah. What's the name of that spiral thing that Megan has and like 50 other people on the staff?
A planner.
Have? Yeah, but it's like a particular
Aaron
type.
Condren.
Oh, okay.
What is it?
Aaron Condren.
It's a brand.
Oh.
It's a brand. Look it up.
Okay.
It's yeah. so fancy.
Well, wait. Save that for your recommends.
Yeah, right. Save okay. it for your... I recommend a planner.
No, because why would you buy a planner right now? You can't plan anything because we have no idea what's happening.
Okay, but there are a couple different types of people going on right now. The people that are just like, eject from life. I'm never even putting on pants and I'm going to watch Netflix. And they're the other people who are like, oh, this is a great time to like plan and clean out and get things prepared for when everything returns back to normal.
This is the first time I've wore jeans in like a month and a half.
Okay, yeah. The problem is when I wake up in the morning, I have a solid routine, but I never know which of those two people my wife is going to be.
Oh, see, that's where I am. Yeah. I don't know which one I'm going to be today.
Right. See, it's like a crapshoot. So I kind of ease into conversation. Like I make her Chemex and make her coffee, and I'm like, so.
So which?
How are we doing today?
Which Caitlin do we have? Do we have Kate or Caitlin?
Right. Yeah.
You need a name for each. That'd be amazing.
I need to make sure we don't listen to this together this week.
Definitely make sure that you're out of the house unquarantining. Yes. You're the classic unquarantiner, by the way.
Me?
Yeah. You start sharing stories like, I was driving the other day and then this police officer started yelling at me. I'm like,
I don't think Austin's quarantined this whole time.
I'm not good at sitting still. I'm not seeing people, but I'm definitely not at home.
Yeah. You are. I think you're isolated, but you're like moving around isolated. Yeah. It's been an interesting strategy to watch.
Well, anyone?
Speaking of interesting strategies, I spoke this weekend.
You did.
Hey,
that was a good transition.
How about that segue?
Chase shakes his head from afar.
We don't do
Chase
those.
Chase is not happy.
Yeah. So we do want to take a portion of the podcast today to talk about what we talked about, which admittedly is a little bit awkward because I'm the one that did the talking. So I'm going to have to take y'all's lead here on what was interesting or what needs clarification, or do we just skip this part this week?
No, I've enjoyed going back and listening to the commentary, especially as we've been through Esther, because we've had a couple of different people teaching. And I didn't realize it until I was doing the screencast this past week and kind of combing back through what we've been doing. But it's kind of funny that we've taken each week, and while we have a different topic, we're also talking about three different characters each week, and heads up, the fourth one's coming, you know, in week four. But this week you got to talk a lot about Haman, who is just fascinating to me. Like, I've read through Esther before, and I always, I guess, am taking notes on who she is, how she's kind of the hero of the story. But it seemed like almost Haman was kind of the highlight of the week this week. And even from stage one, when we were planning the enemy's noose, even in the title, you can tell that a lot of that is going to do with Haman and the actions that he's taking place. And so I guess my question going in is, do you guys, when you're reading through the story, do you find yourself relating to Haman? Do you find yourself relating to Mordecai? Is it Esther? When y'all read through, who do you kind of feel the most?
Amada's going to have to think about it until next episode.
I wish you could see Amada's face. She's like,
looking up at the ceiling.
That's a good
debating question,
Austin. Like,
I'm a thinker. You got to give
me
a
second. She literally burned 6 calories just thinking about that right now.
What about you, Rashma?
I don't know. Each week I've kind of, and I don't know if that's the goal, but I've kind of identified with all of them. And like even this past week talking about Haman, like I was like, okay, who do we want to be like? Who is our goal? Because I think that was one of your questions that you asked. Like, who are you striving to be like?
Right.
And reading it, like even from being a child, I always wanted to be like Esther, because I was like, wow, she's so awesome. Like, she emerged, she was never supposed to be who she was, but she really faked it till she made it. And then when she made it, like, she did it for her people. So I was like, okay, this is who I want to be like. But then the way he portrayed Haman, I was just like, well, I've always only seen him as like the villain, never any of like the good qualities, I guess, that he had, but also all of the negative, like, just, I don't know if I'm making sense.
Does that make sense? I think that makes sense.
And then, like, more so, it pulled out the questions that I have in my head. Like, why am I like him? And why do I do these things like he did? Why do I betray people? Why do I try to go after negative things when I'm feeling bad on myself? Like, when I'm trying to get higher up, like, why do I portray these aspects, if that makes sense?
Yeah. I think that I think Ben brought this out in the teaching, in that, like, the way that we deal with struggles, I see myself a lot like the king, like how he kind of just throws himself into social interaction, or he has to get control of a situation. So he, like, that's why Esther is even in the story, is because he, like, got rid of his other wife. Yeah. I've never done that. But, you know, you see that he jumps in and, like, he does all this crazy stuff as he's very reactionary. And Ben said that, and I'm like, good grief, that's me. I'm not Esther at all.
And like you said, another thing that the king does is that he, like, just throws his problems away. So I think a lot of us do that. I know I do.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, I don't want to feel that. I don't want to even think about that. So I'm just going to push it aside. What's next? What's new? What's the other project I can, you know, put myself into so that I forget about whatever happened in the past?
For sure. Yeah. What do you think, Amana?
So Esther is a story I've always loved. I think every little girl loves Esther, because you're like, man, I want to be her. I want to be like her when I get big, you know, when I grow up.
Whenever that is.
One day.
Like, one day, someday, when I'm an adult, here we are. And so I've been trying to reread it just from a different perspective this time. And it's been interesting to see. One of the things that I know we don't talk about when you're sharing the story with kids is how young she actually was.
Yeah.
That's something that is not brought up, you know, because you don't really want to tell a kid, oh, yeah, by the way, this girl is also like, you know, little, like 12, 13, whatever. And you're like, okay.
That's terrifying.
You realize how terrifying this whole story actually is. So that's been something I have been like processing on in an odd sort of way, I guess, but just trying to see different application I can put in my life,
yeah.
I guess. And each week, like you were talking about with the focus on somebody different, I've learned something drastically different every week than I have in the past.
Yeah.
I don't know that I could pull something very specific at the moment because that's just how my memory works. Here we are, world. Yeah. But that has been a great aspect of this particular teaching.
I think it's interesting that you bring up like looking at your kids and kind of thinking about that because I mean you're in Vertical Kids, I'm in student ministry, and so I think we're in that mindset a lot. Is it weird to think that kids that are just leaving your ministry and the ones that are about to hop into Amplify, like you see this woman, this young woman who is making all these big moves and is really changing the course of God's people, you know? And so Mordecai tells her, look, somebody's going to do this. Somebody's going to be the hero. It can be you. And this, like you said, 12, 13, 14 year old woman steps up and does these massive things. How does that make you feel? And Reshma, you can add into this. You have an Amplify group. Ben, you have a kid this age. How does it make you feel to see this woman doing this at such a young age? Is it scary? Does it kind of, I don't know, make you want to empower those kids in a different way? Because that is a possibility. I don't mean to make this into a Disney movie, but I've been thinking about that a lot. Like, wow, we have seventh graders dancing on TikTok that I have to see all day, every day. But that was the age of Esther here. Can they make that kind of difference too?
Well, I think first of all, it had to be a female because my child who's this age put his dirty clothes in the freezer the other day. So
I already love this story so much.
Tell me what was going through your mind as you put your dirty clothes into the bottom of the refrigerator. Like how?
I want to talk about this later because
we need to come back to this one. I have more questions.
Yes. So to think about somebody actually rising to the occasion at that age is pretty fascinating. But I mean, the Bible is kind of full of this sort of, I mean, if you look at Mary, the mother of Jesus, and mm-hmm. you look at other places in the New Testament that say, don't let anyone look down on you because you're young, mm-hmm. a lot of that has kind of escaped modern society. I have no idea where it went or why it left, but yeah, it is definitely a strong challenge to point that out. Again, one of those lanes that is incredibly fascinating, but you don't have time to pursue on a Sunday, or mm-hmm. maybe better said in this case, it would not be wise to pursue it on a Sunday.
Sure.
Because of the disconnect it has for the larger group of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I kind of lean towards more of the empowerment because mm-hmm. people literally don't realize how much power they have if they chase after their purpose. And you're talking about TikTok and that kind of stuff, like the things that are going on in the social engagement these days breaks my heart. But at the same time, it's like, what are we not doing to let these kids know like how powerful they are, how much influence they have, that they're having to like crave it and mm-hmm. like in all the ways, like your mind can go, you know, wherever, like you see it just as much. You're scrolling just like I am. So like you see all this and it's like, where did we go wrong in letting you know how important you are and you don't have to do those kind of things that you could use your platform for something so much bigger.
Yeah.
And I think that like, I don't know if it's at home. I don't know if it's in their community, like at school. I don't know where it's at, but they're just like, I'm not good enough. So I'm just going to stoop to this level to where I'll do the bare minimum to like fit in. I'll do whatever it takes to fit in. And I know it sounds so cliche, but literally everybody was born to stand out. If we're all chasing mm-hmm. the same thing, like what's the fun in that? What's the fun in, you know, all trying to be the same person, have the same hairstyle, dress like all the TikTok stars? Because goodness gracious, if I see one more of those outfits, like,
oh, I've already ordered my tie-dye hoodie.
I already knew it. You probably have the platinum little tube top as well.
It's crop top.
Perfect.
Look, I'm trying to show off this quarantine belly. That's all I know.
Gosh.
I was going to say, not to say that we hate TikTok because literally half of my day is spent on it.
Oh, for sure. Oh, absolutely.
That's right? Why we have all this information.
Ben's
that's
like,
how I know.
The three of us are talking about this. Ben's like, what is TikTok? No, I'm just kidding.
Tiki-taki.
Are we tiki-taki?
Yeah, I love that. And I love that, you know, you guys are also, just from a personal level, are also invested in making sure that our kids feel that at Amplify, that they love that. I don't want this to turn into an Amplify podcast, but I'm grateful for the way that you guys make our kids feel known in that they have a safe place here as well. So that's good.
If you zoom out on the story just a little bit, you're going to see exactly what we're talking about. And I think we should say as a commercial, this is the power of a Jewish story.
Mm.
Also the power of a Jesus story who was a Jew. They're just so good at storytelling. And we miss a lot of that in our analytical Western mindset.
Right.
But we're able to dig into the story and we didn't exhaust it in 4 weeks. There's so much more to talk about. Mm. This is part of an annual festival that the Jews celebrate because it saved their people. But if you look at what's being communicated, even subtly, you have Mordecai who's investing in Esther, and there's a way that it goes. Who's investing in Haman? So my particular heartbeat inside of this community, and man, I'm not going to say the word crucified because it feels sacrilegious, but there have been people who have left this church because of my heartbeat on this, and I refuse to waver. I think that we have a world full of Hamans that didn't get the investment that Esther was getting from Mordecai, and because of it, our culture is in the toilet. Yeah. There's just not enough men out there like Mordecai. There are too many of us like Haman. And the second part I say about that is that maybe it wasn't Haman's fault. The reason why I started thinking about the enemy's noose is because I am Haman.
Sure.
I am not Mordecai. When I look at myself, when I'm sitting in front of my journal, when I'm talking with my community, more Haman comes out than Mordecai. People see me as a Mordecai because of the job that I have, or because I'm able to sit in a group and share some things that I've read, or I'm not trying to be too self-deprecating. I'm just saying my own self-evaluation. I'm like, man, look at Haman. He had something that made him upset. Let's take the instance where he sees Mordecai is just like, I'm not playing your game, Haman.
Yeah.
And it makes Haman upset, but does he talk to Mordecai about it? No, he stuffs it and he goes home and he's like, wife, I need you to make me feel better. Please validate me.
Yeah.
In fact, bring all my friends.
He gathers all the friends.
Yeah. Don't you know that back at Jackson Academy, I was a blah, blah, blah. I mean, I'm like, this guy, Haman, he's exactly me. I've been living like Haman for all these years in so many ways, emotionally underdeveloped, because for some reason, the mentoring that was done for me missed.
Yeah.
And there were plenty of people that invested in my life. I'm not trying to knock the people. Thank God for them, or I wouldn't even be here. Right? Especially in this environment. But as I look at the story, I cannot escape the trap of Haman because he's reading me so much. And we had to skip chapter 6, good grief, where he literally has to walk Mordecai through the town celebrating him. You know, we didn't have time for that either. But I think God has used this series to teach me, especially in this time of crisis, do not go to your default. This has been my personal message that I just wouldn't throw on the community. Don't go to your default and live COVID-19 as Haman.
Yeah.
That's the danger.
Man, I'm really missing Chase because usually he would toss it to me at this point in time.
He'd be like, oh, look, I'm important too. I can say things.
Yeah,
but now you have to take it.
That's right. Yeah. He would sing or something, and I don't have it. I don't have it in me. So Chase would usually send it to me to have questions. Are y'all excited about answering some questions, or are y'all nervous?
I was until off mic. You were like, do you need some time to prepare?
Yeah, I was like, do you need to ready your heart for these questions?
Now I'm not ready.
Oh, my gosh.
Can we just say that I've really enjoyed people sending in these questions because they get more ridiculous as they go. They started off very like pondering theological thoughts that have to do with teaching.
And now they're like, all right, let's just get down.
I think they're realizing how like not serious some of this can be.
Yeah.
And they're finally catching on.
I think they know that we enjoy this way more than talking about this. Great. So we have four people here. This is going to, I can only imagine this is going to wind up in four very different places, given the personalities that are here. But
before you read the question, who goes first?
I think Ben has to go first.
All right.
Has to go first, and because we appreciate Amada, we'll let her go last.
Perfect. Okay, I need my
good.
Time.
Yeah, that's good.
Little team
so I've got two questions, and they are going to go together. So I'll go ahead and read them together, and then I'll let each person answer both of them. So the first question is this. What is the greatest moment you could remember from your high school history? It can be sports moments, talent shows, a date, whatever. But what is the greatest moment? Next, what is the most embarrassing moment you can remember from high school?
Wow. That is a
maybe we should have thought about it.
Yeah, I know. I told you you wanted to think that. So what's sad, this is going to tell you about my issue with just pride in general. But like my greatest moment, I had six come to mind immediately. Most embarrassing moment, nothing came to mind. And so now I'm wishing, like, I should probably just text Caitlin, my wife, and be like, hey, you remember me in high school? And she would rattle off embarrassing moments that happened. Ben, does anything come to mind?
Yeah. Can it be like while at the high school? I think it was in ninth grade, and back then that was junior high school, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. So, but.
I mean, I think just.
Wait, what is it now? Isn't that still junior high?
No, I
wow,
think
I'm
it's.
I'm getting old. No, it's happening.
So, yeah, I'll just share
just
this.
Just young in general. Yeah, I recorded. Adolescent Ben.
We actually recorded a podcast on this on a. Chase and I have 9 or 10 podcasts out there, but we recorded an episode on this moment.
This is the flavor.
And it still stands as one of the most embarrassing because I am an Enneagram 6. I know you don't care about the Enneagram, but I'm going to talk about it with the story. Because one thing that an Enneagram 6 fears the most is public embarrassment, which is a little bit ironic because a 6 will assert themselves to be in front of people publicly. So it's this huge trap. But anyway.
My whole life is a trap.
Yeah, my whole life is a trap. So
Admiral Akbar.
My sport of choice, this is going to be some news. My sport of choice at that time in my life was basketball.
Oh, ball is life.
I loved basketball more than any other
wanna
thing.
Want to be a baller.
Yeah.
What was the name we gave you last week? White bread.
And that I was. So... I was your typical awkward young junior high kid in that my arms were literally as tall as my entire body. So I couldn't really jump that high, but I had a great reach. Anyway, that's not part of the story. Yeah. We had a great wingspan. So I was we were playing our crosstown rival, which all that was a really big deal. And people would show up that never showed up at a junior high game. And all the high schoolers would come in. And I don't know what it is about being in junior high, but all of the high school girls are like 50 times more attractive at that stage. So for them to show up at this basketball game, I'm literally like on pins and needles already. So, which and I can even recall some of the girls' names that were there.
Isn't that funny?
Yes. Yeah. So
knew exactly who it was.
Yeah. Yeah. So I can remember, you know, how they call out the starters in basketball, even for little junior high kids, like giving people fives and fist bumps and stuff. We were doing
You're like
that.
Running through a tunnel of other players.
Yeah.
You're like, this is it. This is
all,
my moment.
All the lights are spinning and stuff, you know. But anyway, this results in me right before the half. Everything was getting real intense, and I was guarding a kid named Will Overstreet, who was at least a 40-year-old trapped in a junior high body. I mean, he was the guy that had the chest hair already.
Oh, yeah.
And he ended up playing football for Tennessee. Anyway, way outmatched. And so
I love how you know that fact. Yeah. You've been telling this story for years. You're like, yeah, he ended up playing Tennessee.
No, I've been telling it to myself, but I never really went public with it because I was hoping it would be forgotten. But it's my therapist is telling me to do this more. So anyway, long story, incredibly longer. I end up right before halftime shooting at the wrong goal.
Oh.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Absolutely.
That's rough.
Yeah, it was really rough. So my friend Jim Morrison was the outlet pass. And he's screaming my name to get the outlet pass to try to get down to the other end of the court before the half. And I get the rebound. Unbelievably, this hasn't happened all night because Will Overstreet is a man. And I get it's like the first time I've touched the basketball all game.
And you were just filled.
He's screaming. And I literally thought to myself, why would you shoot it from way out there? I'm right here.
Oh, no.
So I turn around and I have about a 4.5-inch vertical. So midway through my jump, I think, this is the wrong goal.
2 inches
too
in.
Late.
Yeah.
Two inches in.
This is the wrong goal.
Pull the old J.R. Smith.
Yep. So my plan was to, and I literally did think this fast, if I throw this off the backboard hard enough, A, it won't go in the goal, and B, it might make it back out to Jim. As awkward as it will look, we'll get out of this situation. So I throw it against the backboard as hard as I can. Will Overstreet grabs it. And lays it in.
Oh my gosh.
2 points. 2 points.
Good job. So, way to play for the
just mortified.
Team.
Yeah. And I really think that's the reason why no high school girls would date me.
That's why. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's good. That's a good one. I don't know if I can top that. So give me was that your greatest high school moment or your most embarrassing?
Yeah. Actually, there's a picture of me in that uniform on my wife's Instagram, which is pretty hilarious.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you could go take the deep dive and look
there. That's awesome.
My greatest moment. Wow, there were so many. I don't know how to really whittle that down.
There was that one time your dad said he loved you. It was good.
Yeah, that's right. One of my greatest moments, I think, was I got a particular award in high school that I had to be diagnosed with cancer to achieve. Mm. So I was like, hey, there are not many people that could do this.
This one's mine, baby.
Yeah, this one's mine. So it's still at my parents' house somewhere, but it was a coach that died of cancer. So if any kid gets diagnosed with cancer at this high school, they get that award.
That's terrible.
No, it's not true. You don't have to. But if you do get diagnosed...
That's way worse than that other story. Yeah,
if you do get diagnosed with cancer and you're a football player, you're kind of like a shoe-in.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was fun. Oh. Yeah, that's my greatest
moment. Rest my redeem this. Rest my redeem this.
I'm not going to lie to you. I loved high school.
I did, too. Reshma and I were talking about this maybe last week.
Probably.
If I could go back to junior year, that was peak Austin.
For sure.
Actually, to be fair, that's when my wife met me. So she was marrying 18-year-old Austin, even though we were 23 at that time. I have no doubt she was reminiscing me then.
Wait, what?
Anyways, moving on.
We're gonna get forward.
We're gonna need to call somebody.
Austin's gonna listen to this later and be like, wait.
What did I say?
Oh no, it's true. Rushman, go ahead.
Let's see. I'll start with an embarrassing. You said you couldn't think of a lot of embarrassing, Austin, but like all I can think of is embarrassing, especially when it came to sports.
Really?
So I played basketball, I was a cheerleader, and I ran track. And doing that all in the same season is really hard.
Sporty.
I know, what can I say? Just a has-been over here. It's fine.
Busting all those ethnic stereotypes.
My most embarrassing would probably be basketball as well.
Mm.
It was my junior year, and these girls were just like really, really mean. I'm just going to leave it at that.
High school girls?
Yes.
They were mean?
The rivalry team that we were playing. So I played for Northeast Jones. West Jones was our rivalry. JC Terry, if you're listening to this, you understand Owen as well. we just hated each other. So everything we did each other was like intensified. And one of the locker rooms combined to the rivalry team with our team.
Well, that's a terrible
idea. And I remember like being in the bathroom and the girls coming up to me, and they were massive. Like I'm 5'8", but they were like towering over me. Okay. And so they came up to me and they were like, you better choose your moves wisely. And I was like, okay, I'm terrified. So I was on the starting lineup, went up for my layup. As soon as I went up for my layup, they pulled my pants down.
No.
This is something that you see on like a movie and you're like, no way that would ever happen. Thank God I had slider shorts on.
Say, as awkward as this is to ask for clarification.
I know, but I feel like I have to.
So did the pants like come down to the ankles?
Down.
Or was it like
I was in the air at the layup. They pulled the pants down. No.
This was in the game?
To make my way back into my pants, I had to like get back to the ground and like scurry them off.
Did this result in like a technical foul?
Yes, they got a red card and they had to sit out. Two girls teamed up on me to do it. And so Nidra Jones, which was my high school basketball coach, like pulled me over to the sideline. She's like, okay, we're going to move past this. She's like, what are you going to do? And I was like, are you giving me like the green light to just do whatever I want? So I also got red carded that game.
Did you scrap in the middle of the court?
I just like elbowed one of them. It wasn't even the two that pulled down the pants, but it was another one that threatened me. Man. Anyways, I'm not going to use those names because I'm sure they're great girls now. It was just a terrible time.
I don't know.
What if they're not?
2011.
I don't know.
I mean, this is your, you know, we have millions of listeners. This is your chance to ruin their life. If they haven't reached out to apologize for this incident,
I don't know that they've turned the corner in their life.
You know, none of them have ever reached out to
Wow. That's tough. I don't know that they had confirmation that you had on sliders. This could have been
right.
That's way more embarrassing.
Right now, Resma's winning.
Can I top this story for just a little bit too?
In the midst of all of this,
I realized that I had a heart issue, and so I had seizures like my 11th and 12th grade year of high school. So I had my heart monitor on, and when my like heart rate would intensify, it would beep. So when that happened, it was beep. I was like, oh my god, I'm so embarrassed.
I can only imagine, though, that when they pulled down your pants, they thought you were a robot, and they knew that they had made a grave mistake.
They thought you had to explode.
Oh, my gosh.
We pants the Terminator.
I'm literally sweating listening to this story. Oh, my gosh.
I feel like there is actually a picture of it, because, like, yearbook staff was there And I remember a picture.
They put it
around.
In the yearbook.
They didn't put it in the yearbook, but there was a picture of it. Thankfully, I was friends with the yearbook
staff. I was like,
staff,
where did like, you go to you school?
It was a hood time. Let me just tell you.
Man.
Oh,
gosh. That's
I loved
crazy.
It. Okay. Always a tiger.
Redeem it. Redeem it. What was a good high school moment? It's funny that these are going to be way shorter than the.
Yes.
Yeah.
A good high school moment was I was always terrified. This is going to sound so girly. I can't wait to do pageants. But my senior year, I was dared to do a pageant. So I did it. I also had no eyebrows. I have pictures of this.
These are some of my favorite pictures of Reshma. Her eyebrows are invisible.
This is your best moment? No eyebrows, Reshma? Yeah.
Listen. But through all of this, because I finally went to go get my eyebrows like waxed, and I was like, okay, I'm going to be the best like pageant girl. I can't wait to like have my makeup on, like all that kind of stuff. And if you know me listening to this, you know I do not like to go all out getting dressed up. But I got on stage, I won, and I got Miss Congeniality, so I was so excited. But now
that is pretty exciting.
That's exciting, but now if you look back at the pictures, you're like, what were the judges looking at? Because, like, the
they probably thought you
literally...
had cancer.
That's exactly what they thought.
If you like get cancer in high school, you're a shoe-in
for
whatever.
They just give you awards.
All right, yeah. You just all took the best moment of my life away from me, Ben.
Literally, Ben is the only one that can make that joke.
Those guys with the pencils and the pads and stuff, they were literally whispering to each other, is that a wig?
She's going to die.
Is she in chemotherapy?
We should give
her. We have to give her this. What if it's her, like, make-a-wish?
This is her last dying wish. That's
okay.
Terrible.
We got to get away from that.
Yo,
that's bad.
Oh, man.
Me, then you, Amada, is that what we're...
Sure. I mean, I have my answer if you want me to go.
Go ahead, yeah.
So y'all already know this, but I was homeschooled. So I don't actually have that many high school stories.
Shout out to the homeschool kids.
Because, I mean, I actually was a... cool homeschooler.
To your credit, I would have never known that you were homeschooled.
To your credit.
I am one of the normal ones. I will tell you that. I have plenty of friends who are not normal ones.
The three
you know
of
you.
Who
you are.
It's me.
It was Reshma. We were friends in high school.
It was her brother. Her brother pantsed her.
Go ahead. So I don't know that I have many great stories from high school because I worked a lot, actually. Because I was just saving up for college because I was that kid. Embarrassing stories. I've got plenty of those because I'm just a mess. I fall all the time. So that was most of my stories. The one that immediately came to mind, actually, we had, I was part of a like homeschool like group that did all these little things. And one of them was a play every couple of years.
Did y'all have a name?
Yes, we were Schenectady, Leah.
Fantastic.
Schenectady is my hometown, by the way. Bet you can't spell it. Good. It's fine.
I don't think I could even say it.
Schenectady. It's fun. All those Indian names. Not the Reshma Indian, the other kind of Indian.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, yeah. Nice.
Thank you for clarifying.
Gotta make sure everybody knows. So we were there. They were having a play. We were at this building, and I was helping somebody set up some stuff on a stage. And I was talking to this guy out in the auditorium room. And it was this guy I had a crush on, of course, because, you know, you're in high school. Mm. What else? And somebody turned the lights on so I couldn't see. And so I kept walking towards him because I couldn't really hear him. And the edge of the stage was there and I busted it bad,
ooh,
like flat on my face and ended up with like scars on my chin, that kind
of
thing.
Oh, right in front of this gentleman?
Yes. Mm. And that was pretty rough. And,
you're not a graceful faller? Like some people can fall
no,
and you're like,
no, no,
hey,
no.
Good job.
Like, I am the one that makes like the screechy sounds. So, like I sound like a pterodactyl or whatever bird you want to
so
put
So it wasn't
there.
Like, he didn't like catch you and be like, what are you doing Friday?
No, no, no.
It
like he stood like there and he was like, are you okay?
You're like, I'm fine. I'm just
like,
bleeding
I'm fine,
from my
and
face.
I ran away. Surprise.
I'm fine. And then I ran away. I mean, if that's not how you should end every story. So I said, I'm fine. And then I ran away.
I ran away. And the best part is my mom and his mom were good friends. So I saw him a lot after that. Mm. Yeah.
But did he ask how your face was later?
He did only because... Here's an addition to the embarrassing part. I had put a Band-Aid on it, and I didn't know the Band-Aid was falling off. So I had, like, that Band-Aid hanging off my chin.
Nothing worse than a floppy Band-Aid.
It's a good look.
He's like, yeah. Are you good? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine.
That was Ben's band name in high school. Yep. The floppy Band-Aid.
Please welcome White Bread and Floppy Band-Aid.
Okay, honestly, though, I'd go see that band. Like, they sound fun.
All right, redeem it. What's a good story?
I don't know. That's the problem.
Oh, man.
That's the real problem is I can't really... I have a terrible memory, except for the embarrassing stories. So I don't remember.
Dramatic.
Yeah.
Clearly.
There are no good memories from homeschool? Are you kidding?
I mean, I didn't have to get up at 5 a.m. Didn't have to, like...
You were living in quarantine before it was cool.
I did. That's why I think I'm doing okay with quarantine.
Yeah.
Reverting back to my she old her whole my old time. I trained my whole life for this, guys.
Training my whole life for this.
But that's also a part of what I'm struggling with, actually, as funny as this is going to sound. I work better when I can ignore things. And I think that's from being homeschooled. It's like I have... four younger siblings.
So I'm used
to the noise.
So when you say that you enjoy me like stomping my feet to music in the office,
I make fun of you for that because I'm like, oh good, Austin's listening to a song he likes. I can type real fast and think through all my stuff.
No, what that is, you're like, he's not going to come over here and talk to me. So we're good. We're fine.
See, I can even like, I could work through you talking to me. Yeah. Like I can ignore all of that. Like it's a weird, I don't know what it is, but I work best.
It's okay. I'm used
with
to
noise.
It.
That's why Ben, I listen to metal music while I'm typing.
Now it all makes sense.
Okay, so I'll do mine very quickly. My embarrassing one, I've been trying to think of the most embarrassed I've been in high school. There was, I think it was a New Year's Eve party my senior year that I had gone to and lied about.
Ooh.
I won't give you the whole story here because it's good, but we don't have time for it. But probably a little after midnight, my dad shows up at this party. And it was like a full-on Arkansas redneck, like, we're in the woods. I don't know how he found us. I still, to this day, do not know how he knew where we were. But I was inside the house. I come outside, and my dad is questioning people around a fire about where his son is. And that, like, I come out the door, and they're just pointing towards the door that I'm coming out of. And I was like,
he's who you want.
I'm going to die.
I'm going to die tonight.
Right here. And so, yeah, it was rough. I knew my dad loved me because he's like, have you been drinking? And I'm like, he goes, get in the truck and follow me. I was like, he does not care if I die right now.
He's really so enraged.
Right. So I get back to school Monday and people are like, so was that your dad? Like, what just happened? I was like, I don't know who that guy was. It was pretty embarrassing.
Yeah. But you didn't have to be at school with these people much longer.
Apparently. I didn't, luckily, but he did ruin the vibe of like the rest of the semester.
Sure.
It was,
yeah.
It
you
was
weren't invited to any more
nope.
parties.
Well, I was pretty grounded there for a little while. So it was
pretty grounded.
Yeah, I was pretty grounded. My social life was done anyway.
That's
so,
funny.
but I will give you the highlight of high school was also pretty funny because there was a guy, he was a school counselor at Washita High School in Donaldson, Arkansas, and he bought a truck from my dad. Now, I had driven this truck for a while, so I had the extra set of keys to this truck. And when he bought said truck, we didn't give him that set of keys. And so my highlight of high school was for about a 3-month period, I would wait till I knew he was doing something on campus and go outside and move his truck. And so it started as I would move it over.
Like one space. You started small.
I started small. Sure. I would move it over one space.
Yes.
And then I would wait about
only
a week.
You.
And
like
then
I'm
I would
not,
move
that's
it.
That's hilarious.
I would move it over three spaces. And it got to the point where after a month, I was like, I went all in. And I took his truck and moved it behind the baseball fields, like behind the batting cages and all of that. And just went on about my day. It was a small high school, and like it was one of those towns where, like, if you got caught by a cop speeding, they'd be like, hey, you had a great game Friday. You know, keep going, you know? So I was like, I'm not going to get in trouble. I get a call from my mom. I'm in the locker room, and she goes, Austin, did you move Phillip's truck? And I was like, what? What do you mean? And she's like, he's calling the police. Move his truck back right now.
Wow.
So that was my highlight of high school.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Not surprised at all. We have these like sports highlights and he's like, yeah, I moved a truck around. Yeah.
I mean, I thought about giving one of those, but when I was thinking through this question, I was like, that was my peak.
That was the peak, yeah. Well, I think we can say of this segment officially, Reshma wins.
Reshma definitely wins.
Yes. I'll be back next week. See you then. Just kidding, I won't.
Recommends.
All right, so this is the portion of our podcast where we actually give the listeners what they've all been waiting for. And that's our personal opinions about what they should do with their life.
Have you been getting just trashed over these recommends?
No, actually, I think people love what I recommend.
Just you, Austin.
People told me last week, they were like, first of all, they said that I pronounced Larabars wrong. They're like, Larabars are crap. And so don't ever recommend them. I'm like, whatever.
Okay. I thought you were correct on your pronunciation, just Larabars, it was a terrible idea.
Okay, well, whatever. I don't know.
I even listened back and I'm like, okay, I'm going to give Austin the benefit of the doubt. Are these actually better than I think they are?
No.
And then I remembered that Chase's description was oddly accurate. What did he say? It was like brisket for a dog? Completely amazing.
It's like the equivalent of when you get like grade D meat for your dog and say, oh, he's eating roast. That's what a Larabar is. It's a grade D dog food.
Well, I had one for breakfast and I enjoyed it immensely. So Ben, what are you recommending this week?
Well, no, you're going first because we're going to see if you can redeem yourself.
Okay, fine. So remind me what the list is. We do this every week.
Well, first of all, we have to say thanks, Janice.
Thanks, Janice.
For giving us this idea where you can explain for people something they should want, something they need, something they should wear, and something they should read. It isn't a requirement that you list all four, but we will say that if you do recommend something, it better be out of the Larabar category.
Okay. Okay. Well, my want this week is I'm going to continue on the theme of I think we all want entertainment right now. I would err on saying that it's a need, but Chase tells me that's not allowed. So we want entertainment, and I'm going to give you another series to watch. I know we've been doing Netflix series. Not everybody is on Hulu, but there's a fantastic series on Hulu right now. It's only 8 episodes, but it's called Devs. And basically, it's kind of like a Nick Offerman sci-fi type thing where they realize that if they can figure out the force that's making everything happen, they can eventually tell the future. Really, really cool. And so it's about 8 episodes. I'm a little ashamed at how into it I've gotten, but it's really good. Something you need, I recommend that we all need a little bit of nutrition right now. We need a snack that's not Captain Crunch.
Hey, why not?
Sorry. Anyway.
Stepping on regimen.
So I have been crushing blackberries. I guess they're in season now because I've been seeing them everywhere.
Oh,
no, really. I've been eating blackberries by the handful. I'll run whenever the match is up. I'll take off my headset, run to the fridge, get some blackberries, and continue a Call of Duty with blackberries in hand. So that's and like I almost tripped over a dog the other day doing it. And it's anyway. So it's fun. I recommend that you order from Amazon or really anywhere, if you're a man, a hat, because none of our hair looks like it's actually supposed to look right now. Nobody's had a haircut, so you need to get a good hat, whether it's a dad hat, whether it's Ben's, Filson style thing. Yeah, I mean,
logger cap.
You need a hat that fits your head well. That is something
that's the trick. How do you order one of those online? That's a problem.
I think you order in bulk and try them all. I mean, what else? Actually, better yet, post you trying them all on, and we will vote on them to tell you which one.
Let's get Ben to do that. I think that's good.
I would love that. I like this idea. I think we should make that happen. Yeah. And lastly, recommend for read. I've been reading a book called Atomic Habits this past week. Actually, it's audiobook. I've been listening to it while I've been running this week, and it talks about the power of the little habits and the effect they have on your life overall. Talks about the systems and focusing on systems in your life instead of your goals. So Atomic Habits, it's been a good read. Recommend. Reshma, you got anything?
Yeah, I'll start with food because we know that's my priority. I'm going to name two things.
Food?
What? People want this. People don't realize they want this, and you're going to agree with me because I made you eat one the other day.
Okay.
A Hot Pocket.
She did.
Because Hot Pockets were a time to be alive when we were in high school.
Talk about high school.
Yes. That was
I balked at first, but when she pulled that Hot Pocket out of the freezer, I was like, I mean, you know.
So
it's nostalgic.
I hadn't had one in years, but now I bought the 12 count box from Walmart that they sell, which was terrible. There's only 3 left.
Ooh,
but that was last
week.
Which
flavor did you buy though?
The pepperoni, original pepperoni
pizza. That's the best one. Don't let anybody
tell you. It's terrible
otherwise.
For you. I'm not going to lie.
So I would argue you're living your best life.
The nutritious, blackberry.
Fantastic.
And then I also love an Uncrustable.
An Uncrustable.
Y'all, I'm a child, but I love an Uncrustable.
So I always forget about those.
I feel like we should revisit Uncrustables. That's a
I forget. About
I will
those.
Say that I also looked up healthy recipes to make a healthy hot pocket.
That sounds really lame.
Probably not going to happen.
A healthy hot? Why?
Why would you?
I wouldn't even go over the ingredients just, in this because it's kind of just depressing. So I'm going to stick with the hot pocket.
Okay.
Just keep going.
See, it's off the Captain Crunch. Still eating that.
I'm still eating Captain. I text Reshma the other night at like 3 a.m. I was like, look at this bowl of Captain Crunch. It's happening right now.
I also sent a picture of Captain Crunch and was surprised by the fact that everybody was like, no Crunch Berries? Get that out of here.
That
really,
wasn't
Crunch
Captain
Berries
Crunch.
Are the only way to... Look, Ben, we know you're trying to fit in with the Captain Crunch craze.
That was like the geriatric brand of Captain Crunch. It was just the brown.
It's like the Facebook version of Captain Crunch.
I'm gonna side with Ben on this.
What?
We always buy a regular Captain Crunch.
No.
Always.
Crunch berries are nothing.
That is my husband's favorite. And if I buy anything else, he won't eat it.
Then the Captain Crunch becomes like the background, and the Crunch Berries are the star of the show.
Look, I will admit that if Scott Foreman agrees with you, there's a little credence to your argument. It makes me think it makes me want to give you a chance, but I don't think I could eat them without
those are
Crunch
his
berries.
Absolute favorite. The regular Cap'n Crunch, the family size box. We may have just purchased one and already be almost done with it.
No matter the size of your family, it is appropriate.
There's
no matter
if it's just you, it is appropriate.
And that's it.
That's great.
Let's see. Okay. So the next thing, entertainment. So I just watched a movie called Extraction, and it is a Netflix movie, but it definitely should have been in theaters. I know it can't be right now, but it's actually based in Bangladesh. So, of course, I was drawn to it immediately. But
where
it's
is
about
that?
On the other side of the world.
Somewhere.
But it's about a little boy getting kidnapped, but, like, the picture that they give about Bangladesh and, like, the culture there is so awesome. But then it's also, like, the military background, which I'm 100%
drawn
to. Is
it fairly realistic?
I love military movies. Do what?
Is it fairly realistic?
Oh, for sure. Like, very realistic. So I just watched that. And I think it's, like, number one in, like, US Today or something like that.
I love that feature they've added to Netflix.
I know.
Until all I see is Tiger King, and then I kind of ignore it.
Still haven't watched that.
Shame on all of you.
Sorry that I'm behind on the trends.
I'm not cool enough for that. That's just one trend. I'm well aware. I'm not cool enough for
it. I've watched it for all of you. It's
thanks for giving me all the updates.
I've watched it 8 times.
Let's see. Something that you need. I recently got my bike back out of the garage, and it's been the best thing.
The hog? The Harley?
The what?
No,
yes.
She definitely.
I'm actually into motocross. Like, I know this is surprise. No, I'm just kidding. But just like getting outside and riding has been super great for me. However, my legs are like demolished. So I think I'm going to take a day off because I thought going 2 days in a row for 21 miles was an ideal time.
Sure.
Not the case.
Sounds
so
like a great plan.
Definitely had to refuel with the Hot Pockets, the Uncrustables, and Captain Crunch.
That's why you're eating all the Hot Pockets.
It's a process. I got done with my run Saturday and Caitlin was like, what do you want for lunch? And I guess she was expecting blackberries. I was like, what a burger now.
Stat.
Immediately.
And then something to read. My small group for Amplify actually and I are reading this book called Popular, and it is based toward, like, it's directed towards teenagers, but reading back through it, like, I can remember so much from high school that
we're all reliving high school.
I mean, it kind of is, but that's where a lot of our trauma came from.
Oh, absolutely.
And I still miss my hair from high school.
Okay. Well, we're gonna,
anyways, moving on.
Not opening that door again.
Sorry, man.
But yeah, Popular is the book. And even if you are older, like reading back through it, you're like, oh, that's why I'm like this. Like, that's what caused me.
They pulled my pants down in the gym.
So anyways, those are my four. I think that was four. I hope so.
Man, it felt like four. It was the longest recommend ever in history. Ben, congratulations.
I wasn't even supposed to be here. I'm here because of you.
Read the document.
What you got, Amata?
All right. So I've been making fun of Ben for this because I do better when, you know, somebody prepares me with questions. Mm. And Ben was like, oh, yeah, don't forget about your recommends. I was like, I can't forget about them. I don't even know what they are. So I've been thinking through this. And I'm not necessarily going to go in order. I'm just going to go with what I thought of.
That's great.
So with the read, I've been reading with The Table. Nice plug there.
What's The Table?
The Table is a ladies group. You're welcome, Austin.
Oh, okay.
I've been reading through It's Not Supposed to Be This Way, and I've been really enjoying that.
I've heard a couple of people say that.
It's been really good.
Reshma, didn't you recommend that last year?
I did.
Okay.
Last
Same
week?
Book,
or
yes.
You say last year?
A couple weeks
last
ago.
Last time she was here,
That's probably the podcast I haven't listened to.
Wow.
Just because you whisper it doesn't make it less offensive.
Yeah, well,
still
Ben,
hurt.
I thought we were friends.
You still invited me, so I don't know whose fault this is. But I've been reading that, and it's been great to kind of go through all of that. Not so great to pull up some history that I didn't really want to think through, but you know, here we are. It's probably better for me in the long run, I guess. And then what are the other ones?
Have a read, so you could do a want, something people want right now, a need, or a wear.
Aware. I will always recommend my comfort colors Reshma's Home t-shirts.
Oh, always. You just redeemed yourself.
I didn't wear one today because they're all dirty and not even just like worn once. Like I think I've worn them every single day for the last couple weeks.
Nice.
So like I will always plug one of those because they're some of my favorites. I will also talk about the hanger sweatshirts that we have.
Ooh, they're good.
It's a good time.
Like between Reshma's Home t-shirts and hanger sweatshirts.
The hangry shirts.
It's pretty much my quarantine uniform
Me
right
too,
now.
Girl.
Cammie, hope you're listening.
Man, that is a story for another day, but it is epic. Men's ministry t-shirt.
I don't know if y'all are all doing this, but I definitely feel that I'm out of wear. I've been washing the same pair of sweatpants twice a week because it's all I want to wear.
Wow, I got my workout.
I've been
ready.
Wearing my comfy shorts, like my comfy oversized Nike shorts that like I don't wear anywhere really? Because they're too big. Yep. But yes.
I have two modes. I have gym clothes and those sweatpants. And like that's it. All I'm doing.
Yes. I do have my comfortable world appropriate like leggings to go outside when I walk the dog.
Nice.
Just because I don't want everybody, you know.
I know. Don't you feel like you're getting dressed up when you go outside to walk your dog?
I'm like,
when
I'm walking the dog.
That's a real discussion Caitlin and I have. She's like, I guess I'll put on clothes to take the dog out. And I'm like, I'll take the dog out. Whatever.
I'm like, it's fine. I'm going to do my hair. I'm going to get ready to go. Like, no. Like, even today, I didn't really dress up at all. I put on jeans, though. I haven't put jeans on in...
Yeah, I was scared mom weren't.
Chase hasn't put jeans on or denim on in years.
We don't have time for that
He's
conversation.
Wearing
That's a whole different conversation altogether.
All right, so you have your read, you have your wear.
Yes.
Okay.
Anything we want.
Anything we should want.
Like, do I want?
Anything that you've tried that people should want, that would fill a want for them right now.
A commercial for something, basically.
A commercial for something. So I've been trying to remember, I actually watched a TV show that I've been trying to remember, and now I can't remember it. However, Austin is making a face at me over here.
It's all I want to do.
We've been playing a lot of Beat Saber because we're stuck in our apartment all day, and here we are. It's turned into a competition between Scott and I as to who can keep the highest score the longest.
I'm just here to tell you that Amada Foreman is a Beat Saber god. Like, I played this game, and then I watched Amada play it, and I haven't, like, it's...
Chase is imitating me, and it's great.
Okay. I couldn't believe how fluid Amada is in
her
motion.
It was on spring break.
I'm the youngest one here.
Anyway, so it's good stuff.
Well, you're not on the
podcast. That's
a good one.
I'm going to have to look that up on the internet.
That's a good one. On the internet.
Whatever that is. So.
Yeah.
All right. So the last thing you would, which one did you not do yet?
I think the.
Need.
The need?
That was it. Well, you don't have to have all four.
Three out of four is good.
Yeah, especially for your first.
Currently, like selfishly, I've been eating some pizza rolls. That's really what, like, that's like.
Hot Pocket for the win, I'm telling you.
Well, the thing is, like, if I buy Hot Pockets, I'm literally going to eat them all right now.
Yeah.
But, like, pizza rolls, I can ration them better.
Man.
Because, like, I eat them, I can eat a couple at a time.
And I cook the whole bag.
Pizza rolls are the gift that keep on giving. Because you can eat a pizza roll and feel the burn in the roof of your mouth for a week later and remember, like, that was a dang good pizza roll.
And then you want to eat some more and then still can't taste the rest of your food. It's great.
That's good. Ben, give me some recommends.
Okay, we're going to start with a read because Drew Cleek handed this book to me, so you know it's smart. It's called Essentialism.
Oh, that's on my list.
Yeah, it's really well written. And the
Who's
guys,
that?
Dave McCowan or something like that, or Greg, I can't remember, Dave or Greg, one of those names.
Sounds typical.
Yeah.
You know, a normal name.
Dave or Greg.
Sorry, Dave or Greg. If you look up Essentialism, it's a
he
white.
He might own a Washateria. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a white cover with a bunch of black lines on it on the front. So it's easy to pick out. It'll be the number one that'll show up if you search it. But we don't have time for me to explain my light phone adventure. But it made me feel better for that debacle.
The whole month.
In my own life. So
Scott still wants one of those, by the way, every time he talks about
They're amazing until they're not. But the idea of essentialism, I think, is pretty important for all of us right now. We're rethinking how much we surround ourselves with. It's just it's a good book, but you don't feel judged reading it. So I like those. The other thing that I'm going to recommend will buyer beware. Because a couple of years ago, there was a podcast that came out, Serial, and it took the world by storm.
Yeah.
Okay. So just go back to the beginning, and once you listen to the first episode, it's all going to be over. But I just recently took the deep dive into the case against Adnan Syed.
Oh my gosh.
Amazing. I knew Austin was going to be hype.
It is so good.
Amazing. So here's the premise of the whole story. Speaking of high school, look at how all this is coming together.
Wow.
The premise of the whole show is that there's a gentleman who's been in prison for 20 years.
Crazy.
Accused and convicted of murder because of the testimony of other 17-year-old people. Mm-hmm. And everybody, let me say this emphatically, everybody is lying. Mm. But one guy goes to jail. And he's in jail. I'm pretty sure he's never getting out.
How far in are you?
I've watched the whole thing.
Okay.
I've watched the whole thing. Yeah. So I'm trying not to...
It's kind of terrifying.
It is terrifying when you get behind the scenes of the. And my brother actually teaches law school, and for years he's been telling me, I don't care which side of the fence you land on, we need to stop killing people for crimes because we're wrong all the time.
That's a good recommendation. So that's a good one.
You have you can read articles on this. I mean, you talk about a deep dive. So that actually covers the read. It also covers the want. I'm going to say need because it is going to expand your perspective.
It will fill your quarantine time too because there's so much information on him.
Yeah. So the question I have that I need people to chime in on after they watch this, because you know they are, because I recommended it, but we'll leave that there. Did he do it? That's the question.
It's not as cut and dry as Carole Baskin, I'll tell you that.
Oh my gosh, I knew he was about to do that.
I was waiting for it. Yeah. I knew it was coming.
Yeah, all right. So I think that covers pretty much all the categories with just those two things. So take that.
Ooh.